Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody give God a hand clap. Amen. I am just so blessed. I am just so happy. I am so grateful to be in the midst of God has just been so good. Amen. So when you think about this, when you think about how good God has been for life, not only just today, but every single day, how can you not give him the praise that he so rightfully deserves? I'm not just talking to some folks that don't that know God. I'm talking to some folks that believe, that trust, that honor, that praise. Somebody that know that God has been a lifeline. If that's you and you know for sure that God has been your lifeline.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you know that you was out in that river, amen, if you was out in that storm, amen, and God threw life preserver, amen, and his name was Jesus, and he saved you from that.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Or here's another one for you. Just maybe you were not out in that river, amen. Maybe you were walking on some solid ground, amen. And just out of somewhere, out of nowhere, something crazy was coming your way. And you could not do it yourself. But something miraculous happened. I'm not just talking to those regular folks now. I'm talking to those anointed folk now, amen. I'm talking to somebody that knows. Somebody that's been celebrating.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody that's been
hallelujah
this time.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Sit to the side and listen. I want you to get this anointing. But what God got for you, what God got for me, calm me down, Lord. Calm me down. Blessings to you. Y'all know who we are. Y'all know why we here. Because if I keep on talking, I'm going to keep preaching, amen. So it's...
Amen.
Brother Tony?
Hallelujah.
Bless us, Doc.
I'm with you.
Bless us.
I'm with you, Pastor. I'm with you.
All right.
It was there.
Let me tell you, because when it all said and done, When I look on the road, I see a man coming this way on top of a donkey.
Yes.
Look at it. It went that way.
I see holiness coming. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
In the midst of all this confusion, in the midst of all this dirt, this calamity, this struggle, this envy, this hatred, all that's going on, I see Jesus.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
I see him.
Come on.
And I don't just see him. I don't just see him riding on this donkey. I see him in all in pure white robes.
Yes.
I see all of but there's something that's different about this man.
Glory.
Something about the name.
Yes.
Save me.
Thank you, Lord.
I see holiness walking. Save me.
Glory to
that only you can do it.
I say glory.
I'm a child. My daddy failed.
Precious name.
My grandmother went to her grave. That only you can do it, Father.
His name, precious name.
Subject to change.
Yes.
Does anybody have a song that they want to sing? Amen. Anybody have a worship in their heart? Amen. Are you glad that walk, that triumphant walk that he did? Is somebody here? Do you feel?
I open my mouth to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. I open my mouth to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I will go, I shall go to see what the end is going to be.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Anybody else have a song on their heart? Amen. Or just give God some praise. Amen. You know, it's not about me every Sunday. Amen. I want somebody else to give God some praise right now. Amen. Do you come on now? I'm trying to keep my mouth shut, amen. So I know that you as the ministers, as the bearers of this word, I know somebody got a word that they want to share on how good God's been. And if you do, please enlighten us right now.
I just want to give God all the honor and glory. I just want to thank him for all he's done and all he's about to do. And I just want everybody to know he's a good God. He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. He's an everlasting God. And don't take him for granted. Oh, God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning for what you've done for me. Thank you this morning, Lord, for what you're about to do. Lord, just thank you for being God all by yourself.
Thank you.
Don't need nobody else, Father. It's you all by yourself, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Fuse Memorial. Thank you for our members. Thank you for this radio station. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I am so satisfied. I am so satisfied with my Savior.
Yes.
He's been more to me than anything that this world could ever offer me. I am so satisfied. I am so satisfied with my Savior. He's been more to me than anything that this world could ever offer me.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We worship
in
the spirit.
We worship
you in the truth. We worship you in the spirit. That's what we're gonna do. Into the Holy of Holies. That's where I wanna be. Into the Holy of Holies. That's where I wanna be. We worship you in the spirit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We worship you in the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you in the spirit. That's what we're gonna do.
Yes, we are. Yes,
into
Lord.
The Holy of Holies.
Yes, Lord.
That's where I wanna be. Hallelujah. Into the Holy of Holies.
Yes, Lord.
That's where I wanna be.
Thank you.
That's
Lord.
Where I wanna be. That's
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Because when I look around and I just see what you're doing, God, I can't help but give you the praise. You see, even when sometimes, Father God, it don't go my way, I'm going to still give you the praise. Even when,
Hallelujah.
Father God, I don't see what you're doing, I'm going to still give you the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to still give you the praise. Not because of anything else, but all because of what you did for me. You had Dante in your heart when you sat on that donkey. You had Dante on your heart when you walked across those palms. You had Dante on your heart when they said, save me. Hosanna to the highest. Save me to the highest. You, the highest form of saving. Please do it. Because we acknowledge you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. We acknowledge you.
Yes, we
do. As our Lord and Savior.
Yes, we do.
Just before I move on, does anybody else want to give a song or a word of praise? Amen. Just a quick announcement. We will be having our Good Friday service here on the Jubilee Center at 7 p.m. on Friday. Amen. That is Friday, April 2nd. We will be having our Good Friday service. It will be live. Amen. We have a special guest, the Reverend Jennifer Snapp. She is the pastor of Hamlet Temple. Amen. Hamlet Temple CME Church. Amen. So I am excited. I am happy. And I am looking forward to hearing what this preacher has to say. Amen. Because she is a dynamic a woman of God. Amen. And I am looking forward to hearing what thus saith the Lord through her. Amen. I am just, again, it is a blessing to be amongst you. Amen. And I'm trying to keep my composure right now, amen, because I am just happy, amen. I'm going to ask somebody to, amen, Brother Tony, Sister Jessie, to bless us with a song, amen. And after that song, the next voice that you will hear, amen, will be that of Minister Lisa Green, amen. Let's give God some praise for this wonderful woman of God here, amen. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Somebody bless us with a song.
We're all gathered here in your presence, Lord, with our arms open wide. With lifted hands and with open hearts, we welcome you to abide, Lord. We need your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now. Oh, Lord, give us your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now. We can't do nothing until you come, dear Lord. We are so unworthy to even call on your name. So please, please, please. vain. Lord, we need your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now. Oh, Lord, give us your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now. Spirit, 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 fall fresh on me. Spirit, Holy Spirit, I need you to fall fresh on me. Fall down, oh, fall down, I need you to fall fresh on me. Fall down, oh, fall down, I need you to fall fresh on me. To fall fresh on me, Spirit, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The scripture is coming from the New Testament reading of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany of the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. Anyone ask you why you're doing this, say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly." They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Good morning, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. You knew that your kingdom was not of this world. Let the psalm, let the Palm Sunday bring us all closer to you. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we are on our knees with gratitude to you. Your great love made you lay down your life for our redemption. We are forever indebted to you. As we observe Palm Sunday, we declare you our King, our friend, and our Savior. Thank you for what the day stands for, the beginning of the Holy Week, the start of the journey towards the power of the cross. the victory of the resurrection, and the rich truth that Jesus truly is our King of Kings. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We give you praise and honor, for your ways are righteous and true. We give you worship, for you are holy and just. We declare that your love stands firm forever, for your loving kindness endures forever throughout the age. Thank you, for your ways are far greater than our ways, your thoughts far deeper than our thoughts. Thank you that you had a plan to redeem. Thank you that you make all things new, Father God. Thank you that your face is toward the righteous and you hear our prayers and you know our hearts. Help us to stay strong and true to you. Help us not to follow after the voice of the crowds, but to press in close to you, to hear your whispers and to seek after you alone. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you that you reign supreme and we are more than conquerors through the gift of Christ. Amen. If you would ask me what the name of this sermon or retelling of the story is, it would be Redemption in Our Present Moments. It is indeed the fifth Sunday of Lent, the beginning of the Holy Week, and the last week of this solemn season that precedes the crucifixion of Christ. Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and liturgically a 2-week period called Passiontide. Time period is also based on the lunar calendar, on the orbit of the moon rather than the sun, a movable feast that commemorates Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. It was located at Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, and it happened perhaps between 60 and 65 A.D., Christ's atoning death makes possible the forgiveness of our sins and our reconciliation to God. This is the essential first step in God's plan to save humanity. Bethphage is a Christian religious site on the Mount of Olives east of historical Jerusalem and is mentioned in the New Testament as the place in ancient Israel from which Jesus sent his disciples to find a call upon which he would ride, a colt upon which he would ride into Jerusalem. The Synoptic Gospels mention it as being close to Bethany and about 2 kilometers from the modern village of Alzaria. The first 4 books of the New Testament are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are called the canonical Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are synoptic, which is synonymous with having the same view and or seeing out of the same eyes, and the Christian canon is the formation of the 25 books of the New Testament and their exception as the definitive body of Scripture, which took place over a period of several centuries, and it contains the gospel, which is the good news. The donkey in our story symbolizes peace and many peaceful intentions. During the time period of the ancient Middle Eastern world, leaders and or kings rode horses to war, but when they intentionally sought peaceable means and methods and were destined to be a part of or to know the peoples throughout unknown or unconquered lands, they rode donkeys to show themselves peaceful. The mention of the donkey in Zechariah 9:9-10 fits the description of a king who looked to having salvation, coming in a gentle manner rather than riding to conquer, and thus enter into a trustingly correct and peaceful relationship. This week, think back to a time when circumstances looked one way but turned out to be something else entirely. Do you recall when you realized God is so much more different than you ever imagined and saw his will unfold in so many surprising ways? Let's choose to focus on worshiping our Lord, thanking him for the gift of his sacrifice, celebrating the power of the resurrection and the new life found in him alone. Grace. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is precious beyond words. Can we just take a moment to raise our hands and worship the Lord right now? Can we do this? Can we do this?
Amen.
As they approached Jerusalem and came into Bethphage, the people, they came forth and came to the village ahead of you, and they followed the plan and the shouts
of praise and adoration that were made in recognition of the messianic entrance of Jesus on his triumphal journey into Jerusalem. It was a celebration of liberation from Egypt and of bondage like no other. The story showed Jesus' followers that they would do what they would do during the time between Jesus' departure and his second coming. Because we live in that time period, it applies directly to us, who have been given excellent resources to build and expand God's kingdom. Jesus expects us to use these talents so that they will multiply and his kingdom continues to grow. We do with his gifts. Think about it. What are you doing with your gifts that Jesus has given you? While awaiting the coming of the kingdom of God, we must do Christ's work. In trying to reach us with his love, God finally sent his son. Jesus' perfect life, his words of truth, and his sacrifice are meant to cause us to listen to him and to follow him as Lord. If we ignore God's gracious gift of his son, we reject God. Like those who witnessed Jesus' victory parade into Jerusalem, we have expectation for what we think God should do to make life better, safer, and more enjoyable. Like excited spectators, we can't wait to see suffering stopped, injustice corrected, and prosperity begin. Like the people on the road to Jerusalem that day, we have much to learn about Jesus' death and resurrection. We must not let our personal desires catch us up in the celebration and shouting, lest we miss the meaning of true discipleship. In our excitement and celebration, we must remember that following Christ involves hardships. It may include suffering, even death. We are the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, says Psalm 107:2. People thought Jesus came to rebel against Rome, and his victory is not in conquering cities, but to conquering souls. The Paschal Mystery is the history of salvation. Its main subject is the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the work that God the Father sent his Son to accomplish on earth. The ideas of redemption and salvation are the motive and purpose Jesus went through the process to save humanity from sin. They are his life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. We all endure our own passions, deaths, and resurrections many times before our lives come to an end. Look out, ready or not, here he comes, are the redeemed. Listen carefully. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. He says, look now, your salvation is coming. Indeed, his reward is with him, and his restitution accompanies him. They will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called, sought out, a city not deserted. Just as the Lord entered the holy city that day on a donkey, said Benedict 16, so too the church saw him coming again as in the humble form of bread and wine. Therefore, it is repeated in some way in our own lives. Jesus comes into the city of our souls in the guise of ordinary life, in the simplicity of the sacraments, or in gentle suggestions like those. Fulfill your duty punctually. Smile whoever needs cheering up, even though you may feel sorrowful yourself. Devote the necessary time to prayer without haggling or begrudgingly doing so. Help someone who requires assistance. Seek justice and look beyond the surface and practice grace and charity. You and I both know there are many animals that are more beautiful than a donkey. Jesus has no time for calculated negativity, astuteness of a devious or conniving sort, cruel, cold hearts, or attractive, empty beauty. What Jesus likes is cheerfulness of a young heart, a natural voice, clean, not haughty eyes, one who gives attention to his affectionate word of advice. This is how he reigns in us.
Whoever comes with humility and simplicity can bring Jesus to every section or part of society and to each and every heart of those residing there. Jesus chose a time when all Israel would be gathered at Jerusalem, a place where huge crowds could see him, and a way of proclaiming the mission that was unmistakable. People went wild. They were sure their liberation was at hand. The people who were praising God for giving them a leader who would restore their nation to its former glory, thus they were deaf to the words of their prophets and blind to Jesus' real mission. When it became apparent that Jesus was not going to fulfill their hopes, that Jesus was not going to fulfill their hopes, many people would turn against him. The Pharisees thought the crowds were sacrilegious and blasphemous. They didn't want someone challenging their power and authority, and they didn't want a revolt that would bring the Roman army down on them. So they asked Jesus to keep his people quiet, but Jesus said that if the people were quiet, the stones would immediately cry out. Why? Not because Jesus was setting up a powerful political kingdom, but because he was establishing God's eternal kingdom, a reason for the greatest celebration of all. Passover, during the approach of Passover, there is an atmosphere of hope, such as which occurred in Israel and in much of the rest of the world. We were under a strict lockdown and unable to hold many of the familial and celebrations in the manner we were used to doing. Some people were often alone. It may seem today we have turned a corner. This time of reflection, exile, and redemption is constantly taking place in the world and within each of us. We have been alone, distant from the people we love, and all have experienced the feeling of exile. Though we have not experienced the slavery of Egypt, per se, or of our own African-American ancestors, we are able to stand in their shoes, remembering adversity they faced and the miracles they experienced. We're learning something about redemption for our present moment as well. Sometimes it is hard for us to remember. God is with us during our moments when we feel we don't have control over our lives and hardships pile up. I believe we relive this story every year so God can show us. It is only when we recognize that he's with us in the challenging moments as well as in moments of blessing and triumph that we attain complete faith in him. The Israelite story, as well as our own story, reminds us that although it might sometimes feel like we are never truly alone, God never leaves our side. Do you see God's presence in the story of the torturous years the Israelites spent under Pharaoh's rule, or the time period that existed for our immediate African-American ancestors? Do we see that the burden grew heavy, and that they doubted their ability to survive? They cried out to God. He heard their pleas for help. He responded as he responds to our cries for help. He is reminding the world of his sovereign presence. The restrictions we faced during the past year are being revised daily. There is now a vaccine being offered as a light and hope in a dark time. The government, through Jesus, offers help and assistance to those who have no hope for food, payment of bills, keeping and securing a roof over their heads. People are being more careful of their attention to others. God is reminding us, not only is he sovereign, he is listening attentively to his children. He always hears our prayers. He wants to see us thrive and fulfill our destiny. We must recognize that we need his help. Sometimes we sink to the bottom before we rise to the top. Today, our world is hurting. It is time to reconcile and rebuild economies and normal human interactions and relations and restore humanity physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Yes, we have suffered. suffered dating losses of every type imaginable. Time, my hope is renewed. Who would have known that these devastating losses that have occurred in our world lead and led to the redemption of Christ? Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amen. You blessed us on this Sunday morning, Minister Lisa. Thank you. And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, I read something earlier that said that God has us all in the same position where money can't help you, fame can't help you, fortune can't help you, nor your family or your friends. But the only thing that can help you is God's mercy. So I ask right now, is there somebody here today that's in need of God's mercy? Is there somebody today that wants to know the Lord that we call Jesus? As you heard this minister say, this is the start of something great. Jesus gave up his life so that you may live, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And if that's you, you are in the confine, you're in the safety and the comfort of your own house. So nobody's around you to look at you, to point at you, none of that. Only you know your walk with Christ. But if that's you, I urge you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again by the power of God. Now be the Lord of my life. Help me to be a better Christian, a better follower, a better disciple. I cast all my burdens, my anxieties, onto you, and I accept your love. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, then salvation now belongs to you. But I mean, if you died this very moment, after confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, you would go on to heaven. That is the good news of the gospel. Now I urge you to find a Bible-based church. Bless them with your presence. Help them financially with your tithes and your offerings, and pray with them in the spirit. And watch what God will do in your life. You are redeemed by the Lord. Happy birthday. Start your new life and live it to the fullest. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Sister Jessie, will you please bless us with the doxology? Amen. Brother Tony, are you available, sir?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures.
Thank you. Before I close, I want to again say thank you on behalf of Fuse Memorial. Thank you to Brother Hakim for all that you do, sir. You truly are the lifeline of this network, sir. And I say it all the time, but I don't take it for granted, sir. And again, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
It is my pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And those who have been redeemed by the Lord will say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. May God keep
amen.
You. Tell somebody that you love them today and every day. We are signing off.
I know it gets